Voice of Russia World Service. This is our weekly feature, Folk Box, tailor-made for all those who love folk music. I'm your host, Svetlana Yakimenko, once again summoning you to follow me into the land of folklore. Today we bring you another installment of our series within a series, Who Lives in Russia? Telling you about all the peoples inhabiting this country, and there are just under 150 of them. At times, we dwell on one of the peoples in several of our programs, particularly if we learn of something new or some new recordings have fallen into our hands. Of course, it makes us simply itch to share our finds with all of you folklore fans out there. So, this is so much more than a series. It's a multi-series. Today, the people we're telling you about are quite remarkable, the Udmurt people who live in the foothills of the Urals. They dub these people the golden-haired folk, and this is no metaphor, as experts say these people have the highest in the world ratio of red-haired folk, even outstripping the Celts. And what surmise does this lead us to? Red-haired folk are a lot the same the world over, good-natured and kind, yet with a very strong character. The Udmurt people have a disarming smile and blue eyes, resemble Europeans, but for the cheekbones distinctly pointing to their connection with the Mongoloid peoples. If we set out to look for the ancient roots of these people that came into being in the 1st century BC, we will find it's quite a concoction. For example, take the language of the Udmurt people. It belongs to the Finno-Ugric group. However, it has words from Iranian, Arab, Mongol, and a great many other languages. For example, the very name of the people, Udmurt. Here you can discern traces from all over the world, from the northern peoples and from India and even Tibet. And now just listen. In this song of the Udmurt folk, experts discern parallels with ancient Tibet that are not only linguistic but musical too.
Oh,
This is in fact a very special recording. During a folklore expedition in 2007, a sensational discovery was made. Ethnographers for the first time found themselves in a god-forgotten Udmurt village populated by people who are custodians of ancient, unadulterated traditions. They have even been set apart in their own distinctive ethnic group, Besirmiane. Believe it or not, to this day they are pagans. And one of the heathen rites of all Udmurt folk was prayers in sacral groves. They would pray to the gods of the wind, woods and meadows. After the sacred rite, a huge cauldron was set on the ground in the same sacred grove, and porridge with meat was cooked, ritual food. Each participant had to partake of this food. After which came the fun, the singing and dancing till nightfall. But why am I speaking of these sacred groves in the past tense? The Besirmiane I've mentioned to this day adhere to the ritual I've just described. And all in all, in Udmurtia to this day they've preserved some 20 such groves. They're all under the protection of the law. Incidentally, botanists are hard at work in these coppices. Since they are sacred and untouched, they offer a colossal variety of plants, some 380 species. Кити ноу тялатем, зарніно такин, а звічно щурин, зарніно такин, а звічно щурин, мілі ми з дяді ми. Майно би дестем, чобіно, няньо син, чижно табанін, чобіно, няньо син, чижно табанін,
Мемим дядимым, майын оди шалям, бурлат шор дэрэмен, каша мер кышэтэн. Бурлат шор дэрэмен, каша мер кышэтэн. Куно ешуса, малы олык тиды, кыланы, бураны, кырджаны эктены, кыланы, бураны, кырджаны эктены.
Incidentally, the Ordmoort people have a very special attitude towards plants. There is a flower even in their coat of arms. Italmas, the globe flower, a modest yet exquisite plant with a small yellow bloom. Italmas is also one of the favourite legends of the Ordmoort people, about a beautiful girl who was seized and taken away from her beloved by an evil bogatyr. To avoid the dreadful fate of being forced to marry the wicked fellow, Italmas threw herself into the river. Yet did not perish. She turned into a flower, the very same that the Ordmoort people now call by her name, Italmas.
Мылки дидно ты на тушуны, чулы мать жирбите знотырмы, лызны мыш пешунды гать бувно, сабырлы тон дмутно тышно. Чипачкоки, тышкоки, осы, Пучкишкот, черепто, уж йосы, Кырджаны, хоть ты дымно куно, Поймой мон, тону дымно тышно. Кырджаны, хоть ты дымно куно, Уж я мон, тону дымно тышно.
And now let us imagine we're at the song competition Eurovision 2010. You'll wonder what the pop song competition has to do with the feature. Well, the fact is, taking part in this spring's Russian preliminary round was a most unique ensemble, which has been singing folk songs for about 40 years now. The ensemble is called Buranov Grannies. Buranova is an Udmurt village. The ensemble really does comprise grannies. Not a single one is younger than 70. So they were singing their folk songs until once they heard the Beatles. And they were so inspired, they decided they wanted to sing these songs too. The Beatles songs in the interpretation of the Udmurt grannies, thanks to the internet, were heard by people all across the world and much appreciated. After that, the grannies tackled Russian rock music. The result, similarly excellent. At present, they're interested in folk pop. And I'm sure you'll agree with me, they are once again quite exceptional. They have this subtle feel for the line that they are not to cross, and the pop rhythms and folk melodics are in a natural, even exquisite harmony. Listen to a song written by 84-year-old Granny Lisa. The title of the song, just as the Udmurt love it. It's very intricate. A long, long Beristar birch bark from which you can make Aishon. That's the title. An Aishon is a traditional women's headwear, tall cap from birch bark decorated with beads. So today we told you a little bit more about these intriguing folk, the Udmurt people, one of 150 peoples inhabiting the territory of Russia.
Oh. танылдыр Геннадий Келяшкин, бүттен бөлек ес мұлы дәрияты.
Ешіме
Same time next week for another edition of Folk Box.
No.